You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night at Truist Park in Atlanta, the Marlins were again taking on the Braves. The Marlins 3 wins, 6 losses. They did take game one in the series, final score of 5-3 on Monday night. So they were looking to back up that 5-3 win on Monday with a victory in game two. They sent Pablo Lopez to the mound to take on the left-hander Max Fried. And this is a lengthy recap, but with the recap, as always, here's Glenn Geffner.
Oh, when you hear Kenny Chesney, you know what time it is. Time for the 10th inning show. Tonight, a happy recap. Marlins over the Braves, 14-8. Biggest offensive night of the season for Miami. 14 runs on 17 hits. Up and down the lineup, so many contributors. It didn't look great very early in this one, but the Marlins poured on late, and they've won back-to-back games in Atlanta to start this four-game series. Max Fried for the Braves, 7-0, a 2.25 ERA. Fifth in Cy Young voting last year. Pablo Lopez for the Marlins tonight. Off to a great start here in 2021. You might have thought this would be anything but a slugfest. Well, you would have been wrong. The Marlins threatened against Fried in the first inning. Miguel Rojas leadoff single. Jesus Aguilar one-out walk. But Fried escape unscored upon a 19-pitch inning. It was scoreless into the bottom of the first. With one out, Freddie Freeman hit a double off Pablo Lopez. That brought Marcelo Ozuna to the plate with the Braves looking to strike first. Checks Freeman. Now the 1-1 to Ozuna. And that's hit high in the air, center field, sending Marte back. He's at the wall, and it's gone. Marcelo Ozuna has hit his first home run of 2021, and the Braves strike first tonight. They take a 2-0 lead in the first inning. Marcel came in 5 for 36 with no extra base hits and only one RBI. That came just last night. He was 3 for his last 27 coming in tonight. But in this ball game, he goes 3 for 4 with that two-run homer. He drove in 3 in the game, also walked and scored a second run later on. So the Braves were off and running, but they weren't done in that first inning. After Travis d'Arnaud struck out for the second out, Lopez went after second baseman Ozzie Albies. Before Ryan Stanek shut him out in the eighth. Now Albies gets into one. High fly ball deep to right, and that one is gone. Ozzie Albies with his second home run of the season. It's a three-run first for the Braves against Pablo. 3-0 Atlanta. Another scuffling Brave coming in. Albies was hitting 128 on this season, 5 for 39. He had two hits and a walk tonight, and the Braves were out to a 3-0 lead. It was a 22-pitch first inning for Lopez. So after the Marlins took the series opener last night in dramatic fashion, coming back to tie it late and winning it in extras 5-3, the Braves put 3 on the board in the first inning tonight, and they got to feel like, well, they're on their way to restoring order in the universe, beating up on the Marlins again. But to their credit, the Marlins came right back in their half of the second against Fried. And the man who got the uprising started, third baseman Brian Anderson. Kicking the 1-2 to Brian Anderson is a fly ball, right field, down the line. Acuna going back, looking up at the wall. Goodbye! Home run, Brian Anderson. And the Marlins strike back, got it just over that high brick wall and right. And the Marlins are on the scoreboard. It's 3-1. First of the season for Anderson, who would have 3 hits in this ballgame. He came in 5 for 30. He'd go 3 for 5 in this ballgame with that home run. And later, another couple of RBIs. We'll have those for you coming up. Now, it was a 3-1 game at that point with nobody out in the second inning. Fried came back and got to 7 and 8 men, Birdie and Alfaro. Jorge Alfaro returning to the lineup tonight. The one Marlin didn't get into the fun offensively, playing for the first time in a week. He went 0 for 5 with 3 strikeouts. But trailing 3-1, there were 2 outs, nobody on in the Marlins' second, when Pablo Lopez had maybe the biggest hit of the night, a double to center field, and it was big because it extended the inning with the Marlins down, but they wouldn't be down for long. Pablo at second, 2 down, back to the top of the batting order, and Miguel Rojas. 0-2 pitch to Miggy, goes the other way, shoots one out toward right center field, on the run, Pache can't get it, that one will go to the wall. Lopez rounds third. He's coming home. Miguel Rojas in with an RBI double, and it's a 3-2 game. Back-to-back, 2-out, 2-base hits by the pitcher and the shortstop. Well, a pass ball then by the catcher d'Arnaud would get Rojas to third base with 2 outs and Starling Marte the hitter.
So pass ball.
The tying man 90 feet away. 2-1 pitch to Marte. Bouncing ball right side. Freeman has to go off his glove. He fires to first base and throws the ball away with Albies covering. Miggy's in to score to tie the game. It's 3-3. In inning number three, in a deadlocked game, Adam Duvall led off for Miami. Well, he got a fastball on the first pitch here out of the zone. Now the 1-0 from Fried. That's a curveball hit well, deep left center field, way back. And for the second night in a row, Adam Duvall, a home run at Truist Park. And the Marlins, who were down 3-0, now lead at 4-3 in the third. And the Marlins are just getting started. So was Duvall. We'll hear more from him coming up. Miami had the lead, but it was not long-lived. In the bottom of the third, Pablo Lopez scuffling a little bit tonight. Allowed a leadoff hit to Ronald Acuna Jr. Acuna tonight went 1-for-4 in this game. A single walk. He scored a couple of runs. He would go to second base on an Ozuna single with one out. So the Braves had two aboard for their catcher, Travis d'Arnaud. 1-0 pitch to him is a line drive center field. That's down for base hit. Acuna around third, wave toward the plate. The throw home. It's going to get past Alfaro. They had a chance at him at the plate, but the ball skipped past Jorge. We're tied at four. So back came the Braves, and it was 4-4 into the fourth. The fourth inning would be Max Fried's final inning, and it began with him getting the first two outs. He got Pablo Lopez on a comebacker, and then Miguel Rojas on a line drive to short. A nice play by Dansby Swanson. Two outs, nobody on. But like in the second inning, the Marlins had some two-out magic to make. They first would see Starling Marte hit by a pitch. He went to second base when Jesus Aguilar singled. Garrett Cooper then hit by a pitch. So in a 4-4 game, the Marlins had him loaded for the former Brave, Adam Duvall. First pitch from Fried is ripped down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Going to roll into the corner for extra bases. Marte scores. Aguilar scores. Cooper to third. It's a two-out, two-run double for Adam Duvall. He's having a big night, and the Marlins regain the lead at 6-4. Having a big night. He was just getting started at that point. Marlins had second and third, still two outs. Brian Anderson, another big hit. 1-0 pitch to Anderson, who's homered in this ballgame. Back up the middle, off the glove of Albies, out into center field. That's going to bring home two more runs. Cooper in from third, Duvall around. He'll score from second, and it's 8-4 Marlins. How about that? Finally, John Birdie would strike out the final out in the inning, but the damage was done, and Max Fried was done after four innings in which he allowed 9 hits and a career-high 8 runs tonight. 7 earned, 1 unearned. He walked 2, struck out 3, hit 2, allowed a couple of homers for Fried in four innings, 86 pitches, 56 strikes. This is a pitcher who allowed 2 home runs in the entire regular season last year, 11 starts. Gave up 2 to the Marlins here tonight. Marlins hit both the home runs against him last year in his final start, September 23rd, Aguilar and Anderson. Tonight, it was Anderson and Duvall who got him, and he left in the wrong end of an 8-4 game. Now, in the bottom of the fourth, the Braves would get 2 of those runs back, consecutive 2-out RBI singles by Freddie Freeman and Marcelo Ozuna. That fourth inning would be Pablo Lopez's last inning, too. Pablo, after the 2 great starts against the Rays and Cardinals to begin the year tonight, in 4 innings, tagged for 9 hits and 6 runs all earned. He walked 1, struck out 6, allowed a pair of first-inning homers through a wild pitch. For Lopez, 83 pitches, 55 strikes. This was an 8-6 Marlins lead at the end of 4. The relievers, John Curtis and Josh Tomlin, came out of the bullpen. Both hung zeros in the 5th inning. But in the 6th, the Marlins would break it wide open against Tomlin. A leadoff hit by Starling Marte. He had 2 hits, was on base 4 times, and scored 3 runs in this game. Also knocked in a run. With 1 out, Garrett Cooper singled. That put men at first and second for Adam Duvall. 1-0 pitch, Duvall is ripped on a line. Another base hit to left field. Marte to third. He'll be waved to the plate by Trey Hillman. The 1 bounce throw home. Not in time. Marte's in head first. The Marlins take a 9-6 lead. It was at that point a 3-hit and 4 RBI night for Adam Duvall. He would take second in a Brian Anderson single. 2 men on with 1 out in that 6th inning for John Birdie. Payoff pitch to Birdie is pulled on the ground by the third baseman down the line. Extra bases off the sidewall. That's going to score 2. It's a double by Birdie and an 11-6 Miami lead in the 6th inning. Then in the 7th inning, with Grant Dayton into the game, a leadoff double by Miguel Rojas, then a walk to Starling Marte. The next 2 men were retired, Aguilar and Cooper. Marlins had two men on, looking for some more two-out magic, doing a lot of two-out damage in this ball game. And guess who? Adam Duvall, the man who came through yet again. 2-2. Dayton to Duvall. A high fly ball, left center field, racing back in. Ciarte at the wall. Goodbye! Home run, number two on the night for Duvall. He's knocked in seven in the ball game. And the Marlins blow it open. It's 14-6. The seven RBIs tie a Marlins single-game record. Adam Duvall tonight becomes the sixth player in franchise history to drive home seven in a game. Greg Colburn did it against the Giants in 1995. Gary Sheffield against the Phillies in 1995 as well. 10 years later, Cody Ross did it in a three-home run game in 2006 against the Mets. Adani Echevarria did it against Roy Halladay and the Phillies in Philadelphia in May of 2013. And just last season, in game two of a doubleheader, September 18th against the Nationals, Brian Anderson had a three-homer, seven RBI game. Tonight, a two-homer, seven RBI game for Adam Duvall, who joins Cody Ross as just the second player to have four hits and seven RBIs in the game for the Marlins. Duvall, a single, a double, two home runs, seven RBIs, four runs scored, and the Marlins led 14-6 in the seventh inning. The bullpen was cruising along after Lopez, John Curtis, an inning two-thirds, scoreless. Ross Detweiler able to get through the sixth inning. Anthony Bass, a scoreless seventh inning. Zach Pop shut out the Braves in the eighth. Paul Campbell got the ninth with Miami up 14-6. He pitched himself into some trouble. He hit Freddie Freeman. He walked Marcelo Ozuna after striking a Travis d'Arnaud. He then walked Ozzie Albies, loading the bases. He struck out Dansby Swanson and was one out away from ending this game, even though the bases were loaded with two outs, when pinch hitter Alex Jackson lifted a fly ball down the left field line after a long run. Adam Duvall just overran the baseball. It went as an E7. Two runs scored to make it a 14-8 game. At that point, Campbell was pulled from the game. Richard Blyer came on to try to close things out, and he did just that. Ender and Ciarte ground ball the second, and that would be that. Marlins beat the Braves tonight in a wild one. 14-8 the final score at Truist Park. Teams combined for 22 runs on 28 hits. Marlins have won the first two games in the series. For Miami, 14 runs, 17 hits, one error, eight men left. The Marlins tonight went 8 for 15 with runners in scoring position. As for the Braves, 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They stranded 9. John Curtis, the winner out of the bullpen, 1-0. Max Fried, the loser, 0-1. Time in the ballgame, 3 hours, 51 minutes. Marlins with the win improved to 4-6. It's their third win in a row. Braves have dropped 3 straight. Now they fall to 4-7 on the season. And the Marlins are going to try to make it 3 straight at Truist Park tomorrow night at 7:20. When Nick Neidert takes the mound for Miami against Charlie Morton for the Braves. So much to get to. Let's run through some of the offensive numbers in this 14-run, 17-hit barrage for the Marlins. Let's go right down the line in the scorebook. Miguel Rojas had 3 hits in 6 at-bats, a single, 2 doubles, an RBI, and 2 runs scored. Big night for Miggy. Starling Marte was on base 4 times, 2 singles, a walk, a hit by pitch. He had an RBI and scored 3 runs. Jesus Aguilar was on base 4 times in this game, 2 singles, 2 walks, scored a run. He finished 2-for-4. He's hit safely now in all 8 games in which he's had an at-bat this year, and he's reached base safely in all 9 games in which he's appeared. Garrett Cooper tonight had a single. He was hit by a pitch. He scored a couple of runs. Adam Duvall, the huge night, 4-for-5, a single, a double, 2 homers, 7 RBIs, tie a club record. He scored 4 runs. The 4-hit game for Duvall matches a personal best. It's let me just confirm this for you. Actually, let me get to the multi-home run game first. It's the 8th time in his career he's hit at least 2 home runs in the game, had a pair of 3-homer games last season, and it's his 3rd career 4-hit game. Had one in 2016 for the Reds, had one in 2019 for the Braves against the Nationals. So a huge night for Adam Duvall. Brian Anderson went 3-for-5 tonight. 2 singles, a homer, 3 RBIs, and a run scored. John Birdie contributed a 2-run double. And Pablo Lopez had a double and 2 at-bats, came around, scored a run. And again, that double Pablo hit in the second inning with the Marlins trailing 3-1, 2 outs, nobody on. It was a huge hit because it ignited an uprising, which the Marlins scored 2 more runs to tie it in the second. And they really never looked back in this ballgame. They beat the Braves tonight 14-8.
A dominating performance by the Marlins in Game 2 last night, an opportunity now tonight to win this series. That would be huge out of the gates. Division rival, Braves have had their number. It would be a very big series win. The Marlins will have two opportunities. If they don't get a victory tonight against Atlanta, they'll have an opportunity to do so tomorrow afternoon. Anyways, let's first hear from Marlins shortstop Miguel Rojas. I had an opportunity to catch up with Miggy after a three-hit performance in Game 2. Okay, Miggy, thank you for joining us. I don't usually do this. I'll give you a choice. Do you want to talk about the offense or John Curtis's at bat in that ball game?
Yeah, I wanna talk to John Curtis. He's been working on his speed the whole time. You know, he's been chugging balls in the outfield. He did an amazing job on the mound, but I like the bunt better.
His home to first, that was pretty quick.
I think he's gonna be way out there when you talk to people in StatCast, we need to know what was the full speed right there on that one, because it's pretty fast. I seen him taking fly balls in the outfield and stuff, and it's pretty impressive.
Miggy, you guys explode for 14 runs tonight. What did it take to get this offense going a little bit?
To be honest with you, man, early in the season we wasn't able to score a lot of runs, but you see what happened when a lot of guys with a plan go to the plate and have the same proposal, you know, like go to the play and be a tough out. And that's what we did today, you know, like kudos to the guy, getting the guys wrong, to the guys home, like Doobie, really good game. But I mean, it doesn't matter if just one people do that. I feel like a lot of players on the same page is what make an offense explode like we did today.
Hey, Miggy, three hits for you, a couple of runs scored, an RBI. How are you feeling at the plate here in the early part of the season?
Yeah, man, I've been working a lot. I haven't really found my swing completely. I feel like yesterday game was a wake-up call for me. I came early today. I hit a lot today. Like, I hit it like it was a spring training, because I feel like yesterday I was kind of lost with a couple breaking balls that they threw me. I was like kind of blocking myself up in the play, and that wasn't me, you know. And I mean, I believe in work, man. If you work hard every single day, the results gonna be there. And if they're not today, they're gonna be at some point. So I'm pretty happy with the three hits today, but I mean, we have to do it again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. I just wanna continue to be consistent and trying to do it over and over every day.
Last one, Miggy. You must be thrilled that Adam Duvall is in your clubhouse this season, huh?
Yeah, man, seen Duvall for like over 7 years, because I played with him in the minors as well. And this guy is always killing my team, you know. Now having him in our team is such a plus. And he loves this ballpark. He knows how to hit here. You know, he likes to elevate the ball in this ballpark. And every time he hit the ball in the air, I feel like it's a homer or a double, you know. So really happy for him, man. The guy's been working really hard. And I know good results are going to be there for him, because that's a guy who's a grinder and is working really hard to get his swing back.
An opportunity for a series victory tomorrow. Miggy, thanks for the time. Congratulations. Heck of a job tonight.
Yeah, that's the goal, man. Winning the series. Let's go.
Miguel Rojas after the Marlins 14-8 win over the Atlanta Braves last night. As we wrap up, let's hear from the manager, Don Mattingly.
And that kind of gets us one back. And then Miggy had a big night. Duvall, obviously, a big night. Marte felt like he was out there all night long. Andy swung the bat good through there. Burt got a big hit. I mean, it's kind of like everybody was contributing. And it's like one of those games you felt like you were going to need it. You never really felt comfortable tonight. These guys, in general, you don't feel comfortable, because the guys that have followed us, these guys have came back on us so many times. This ballpark, so you don't want to let these guys get rolling.
And then Duvall specifically, two home runs, seven ribbies, just seeing his continued starting to get comfortable, especially after what he did last night as well.
Yeah, I think obviously he's seen the ball good and starting to feel good. So I think obviously a good sign for us, gives us that power guy in the middle of that order. You know, and obviously he played here last year, is probably comfortable in this ballpark as much as anything. But I think past that, it's like he's just starting to feel better. His timing's coming. He's starting to see the ball better. Seeing the at-bats coming. So hopefully we're catching him in the streak here.
Danny Alvarez.
Thank you, Jay. Don,
specifically on the depth that you have now? Because today you can have Duvall and Aggie and Coop in the same lineup, and tomorrow you go with Dickerson. So just the satisfaction to play around with those
and
guys.
You're making up my lineup for tomorrow already.
Well, I take
just
it.
Send it. Just text it to me, and I'll that's who we'll play tomorrow.
I will. But yeah,
I got you off guard, right? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
keep going.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, just talk about the depth that you have now with these guys and the way they can produce on nights like this one.
Well, I think is what it is that it's like the two ways to look at. Sometimes you look at it as a problem, and then like there's always two sides to a story, right? Like we know Duvy and Aggie and Coop, we have a little bit of a rotation there. But that means there's always somebody like Duvy, Avi, or Coop sitting on the bench, you know, in a big spot. Tonight, Dickie's sitting there. So you're always kind of leaving yourself, you know, and Bert's playing, you know, some. So it's like Bert's there. You do look at our bench and feeling better about it. Obviously, we're playing short right now without Lou. But I think – so the one – causes a little problem with the lineup and keeping continuity going. And the other side of that is your bench is kind of, you always got that guy there every night.
And with Andy, to see him getting that homer and last night, the big double. So just for him to be being Andy again, because it seems like in the first week of the season, he was just unlucky.
Yeah. And again, I think hitting some balls hard there at home and then in New York, you could see it starting. And again, that's why I thought that homer tonight was big, because they get up three and it's like you answer right back. And at least you're basically, now you've grabbed a little momentum from a club. You don't let them go hit again with a zero on the board and having a chance to add on to that. So I thought that homer was big, but Andy, like you said, he looks like he's getting more comfortable.
Let's go back to Jordan.
Yeah, Donnie, yeah, I've got two more. Three-game winning streak now dating back to the shutout in New York against DeGrom. Just how does it feel seeing the momentum finally starting to turn after a lot of close games that didn't go your way to start the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously good to put a few together. We don't want the start that we had, that our home stand. But I think, you know, anytime you beat, like, DeGrom, a guy like that, it kind of, like, gives your team a little lift. Whoever goes out and pitches a big game. More than anything, than a game last night. You know, we get big hits from Coop and gets us back in the game and then gives us a lead. So you never know where that momentum turns, right? And both ways, quite honestly. So, you know, at this point, you feel good about what you're doing right now, but tomorrow's a new day. You guys got to be ready to play again tomorrow. These guys will be ready across the way. So, you know, it's kind of like – enjoy and move on and get ready for another.
And then the bullpen today gives you five really good innings after Pablo only goes four, just seeing that out of them and them being able to step up when you needed them to.
Yeah, I thought Curtis was big there. Gives us one plus, gets us to, you know, and then Deck gets us Freddie. You know, we didn't want to let anything get started, and Deck got Freddie out. You know, and then we're able to kind of get to, you know, still kind of keep it under control with Anthony out there and get him back out there on, you know, on the mounds and start to try to find some rhythm with him. It seems like it's coming out better. So, again, some good things were happening out there. And able to get the kids in there at the end.
Alex?
Thanks, Jason. Hey, Donnie, I guess just a fun one for me. You mentioned the other day that one of your family members was a fan of Miggy in the leadoff spot. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he has six hits out of the leadoff spot. So are you on board? Thank you.
I'm definitely on board against those lefties that he's been getting all those hits off of up there. So you know, right now that seems to be a good little combination. You know, and then Dickie against the righty. So yeah, I'm happy with Miggy up there.
Marlins manager Don Mattingly after a monster monster 14-8 offensive outburst and a win over the Atlanta Braves last night. Game three of this series, Kevin up at 7:20. Tonight, it's the hometown kid, Nick Neidert, on the mound for Miami. He'll go up against the veteran right-hander, Charlie Morton, for Atlanta. 7:20, first pitch, 6:50, airtime with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.